Hi, everyone. Cindy Swanson with you with the Notes in the Key of Life Biggest Loser podcast. Well, we finally got to see the weigh-in that we didn't get to see last week. The team that's been on the ranch the whole time had to eliminate Don after he followed in his twin brother Dan's footsteps and sabotaged the weigh-in by gaining weight and actually asking his teammate to gain weight as well so he could go home. Honestly, that annoys me. I have to agree with a blogger from TVSquad.com who wrote this. After watching, I've decided I'm glad we didn't get the first weigh-in last week. I don't think I could have handled 2 weeks ending with Dan and Don throwing their weigh-ins so they could go home. Talk about infuriating as a viewer. I can only imagine what it must be like for those would-be contestants who just missed the cut. End quote. Okay, we get it. The ranch isn't for everyone, but I think you could determine that if you've ever watched the show. I personally know that I could never make it on the ranch, so I wouldn't try to take up space there, knowing that there are other people who would give anything to be there. Well, the other big event of the evening was the return of the unknowns to the ranch, complete with their trainers, Kara and Brett. Actually, we need to find a different term for them because they really aren't unknown to us anymore. I'm finally feeling like I'm getting to know these people better. We were also able to see that the unknown's family doesn't feature complete solidarity. They obviously were just waiting for a chance to get rid of Q, who they view as a slacker. However, they did listen to the pleas of both Q and his wife Laramie to let him stay, and so Laramie went home. Just some random observations that I thought as I was watching the show. You know, the former unknown seemed to be firmly embedded in their identity as a family, but what do you bet the show shakes that up by doing something to integrate the two sides, shaking up the teams in some way? I can totally see that coming. Justin and Rulon, they are obviously leaders of the former unknowns, but as I think I mentioned earlier, I think they get a little heavy-handed in their motivational preaching slash lecturing. By the way, just as a side note, have you heard about the 1.5-pound Rulon burger that Rulon sells at his restaurant in Wyoming? You can Google that. That's an interesting story. Now, whatever Kara and Brett are doing to help their people shed the pounds, it is definitely working. Before they were able to be in the ranch's gym, it looked like they were mainly doing a lot of boxing. I noticed the trainers were absent at that final weigh-in last night. Wonder why? And did I catch a sense of some tension between the old and new trainers in the previews for next week? I would love to hear your thoughts and observations. Just to put them in my comment section, either here on my blog or on the podcast page. And thanks so much for listening. Cindy Swanson, The Biggest Loser Update, Notes in the Key of Life podcast. Bye.